I am convinced that one of the reasons our Lord was so effective in his preaching is that he used images and examples that were very well known by the people of his day. So he talked about things like wheat and sheep and vines and shepherds, and landowners, and grapes, oil lamps, and the importance of water. St. Paul was no doubt inspired by the preaching style of Jesus as he preached to the Christians of Corinth about the nature of the church. We heard about that in our second reading today. And the image that he used for the people of his day is as powerful or clear as we have today, because the image that he used for the people of his day was that of one's body, the symbol of one's body. And we know that all of us are very familiar with our own bodies. St. Paul capitalized on that, and he said that just as our bodies are composed of many parts, eyes, ears, legs, hands, so too, he says, it is with the body of Christ, the church. We are all different. We all have different roles and vocations and functions, and yet together we collectively make up the body of Christ. And when something happens to one member of the body, it impacts the entire rest of the body. We know that very well, for example, when we accidentally slam our toe on that narrow metal post holding up the bed frame. That little stubbed toe impacts our entire body and may involve limping around for a couple of days and being very careful to protect the toe from being bumped again. As we shift to the gospel this morning, Jesus begins his ministry by opening the scroll that contains the words of the prophet Isaiah. And he's standing there and he's reading, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind." And Jesus concludes by rolling up the scroll and proclaiming, "This scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, he's telling them, I'm it. I am the one that Isaiah spoke of. It is my ministry to bring good news to the poor, to heal the hurting, and give strength to the powerless. And because that is the ministry of Jesus Christ, it is our ministry as well, because you and I are members of the body of Christ. We are his body, his hands, his feet, his heart. Next Sunday afternoon, we will begin our annual Lourdes Novena for Healing. For 9 days, we as members of the body of Christ will be praying for the stubbed toes, if you will, of our body. We'll be praying for the poor and the hurting and the powerless. And so, if you know someone or you yourself are aware of the impact of something like cancer or the loss of a loved one, or chronic pain, or addiction, or the loss of a job, or a marriage that is stressed or broken. If you know of a veteran impacted by post-traumatic stress disorder, they should be invited. They should be here, members of our body, to join us at our Novena for Healing. Our annual Novena is just one of the ways in which we share in the ministry of the body of Christ, bringing glad tidings to the poor, proclaiming liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind. St. Paul reminds us that we are all connected one to another. And God has purposely made us different and called us to a variety of vocations so that we can work together and as a unit meet the needs of His body, the church. And I would argue that the first and most important need that we have is to tend to those members of the body who are in pain. After all, that is the foundation of what it means when Pope Francis calls the church a field hospital after battle, healing wounds and warming the hearts of the faithful. And so beginning next Sunday, we will once again turn this cathedral church into a field hospital after battle. We will tend to those members of our body who are burdened, who are weighed down by sin, who are hurting physically or emotionally, those who are in need. And in that sense, we too will share in the ministry of Jesus Christ, His body, by bringing glad tidings to the poor, proclaiming liberty to captives, and recovery of sight to the blind.